Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for coming back to join us again. This is Brother Davis standing in for Dr. Youngblood. We pray that his entire family is blessed and strengthened, and that God will continue to bless, and that he will work out a miracle for his son, Gene. I am trusting and depending on God to do what he said that he would do in his word. This is the reason why I try to live a life that's pleasing to him on today. Because when we live a life that's pleasing to him, my friend, there's nothing impossible for God to do in your life. If you live a life that ends up being a sweet-smelling savor unto him, amen, God will hear and he will answer your prayer on today. So we encourage you on today, amen, to be faithful unto death, because God said, amen, in the book of Revelation, he will give you a crown of life, amen. Going back, amen, to, amen, the news article that we were reading just before, amen, the break, talking about the difference, amen, the data emerged showing more differences between COVID vaccines. Here, this is what the article said. Recent data suggests that Moderna's coronavirus vaccine may maintain a higher effectiveness over time than Pfizer's. Now, this is just their opinion, so notice and understand this. And why it matters. The effectiveness gap could always disappear with more data, and both vaccines remain very effective against severe disease. But if the gap does hold up, it raises questions about whether the two vaccines should be treated the same way policy-wise. Okay, this is what's driving the news. Several studies say both preprints and those that have been peer-reviewed have found a difference between the two vaccines' effectiveness over time. Although some experts have cautioned that this could stem from flawed head-to-head comparisons, the studies have evaluated different measures of effectiveness, but all have found that effectiveness against severe disease remains relatively high. So notice and understand this now. This sounds like a discrepancy in what they believe about the two vaccines. For me, again, I don't believe that the vaccine is a cure. In fact, when we look at the vaccine that we have taken down through life, I have taken some myself starting in elementary school for the measles, the mumps, the chicken pox, and other diseases that we were commonly affected with down through the years. And of course, those were considered to be necessary vaccines. Okay, we had to take those. But then as the years went by, they came up with the flu vaccine. Now, I don't know how many of you have taken the flu vaccine, but I know many of people that have taken it and they have still contracted the flu. So this is telling me that the flu vaccine is not very effective against the flu. In fact, some even say that they shoot you up with the flu virus first so that your body can build up a defense against the flu. I don't know how true that is. I'm not a medical doctor. But again, I encourage you on today to trust in the Lord. Here's another news article that says, how common are breakthrough infections? As the Delta variant continues to dominate COVID-19 infections in the U.S., so-called breakthrough cases have gained more attention. These stories are in the news, our social media feeds, and in the minds of many of those who got inoculated. but how common are they? Dr. Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease specialist and professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco, discusses the chances of getting a breakthrough infection and who is more likely to be affected. Rochelle Walensky, this is the person who also has something to say on the Delta variant, says from several states and other countries, it indicates that in rare occasions, some vaccinated people infected with the Delta variant after vaccination may be contagious and spread the virus to others. I've heard this down through the weeks. And of course, again, going back to what I said earlier, we have some people that turn against others simply because they have the vaccination and others don't. Well, according to what this information is saying, those who have already taken the vaccine can also spread infection to others who have taken the vaccine as well as others who have not. So now, what's the effectiveness? I mean, what's the importance of taking the vaccine if it's not preventing anything? All right, here's what else it says. It says, in areas with substantial and high transmission, CDC recommends fully vaccinated people wear masks in public indoor settings to help prevent the spread of the Delta variant. Now, if you had the vaccine, at first they said you didn't have to wear the mask. Now they're coming back and saying, even if you have the vaccine, you have to wear the mask. Who do we believe? How do we believe? What do we believe? This is where it is right now for us on today. This is where it stands. So this is why it's important for us today as Christians to know and understand who it is we serve. We serve an awesome, a mighty, an on time, and a powerful God on today who can heal and deliver. And even if you come down with coronavirus, notice and understand this, God is still able. He's still sitting on the throne. He's still in control. Amen. Dr. Gandhi went on to say, so I think that essentially part of the reason that they made that decision is because in a Provincetown outbreak, and this was about 60,000 people that descended on Provincetown at a time that we didn't need to wear masks inside, and it happened to be raining that weekend, really high kinds of stress environment for the vaccines and lots of inside time and no masks were being worn and closed windows, and there was a mixed population, some vaccinated and some unvaccinated, and a really lot of intimacy was going on in the building as well. All of that put together says that made it a high rate of symptomatic breakthroughs in that outbreak study, and about 3/4 of the people had some symptoms. Listen at that. Some people had the shot, some didn't have the shot, but because of the circumstances, because how they came together in a building they were saying here with closed windows, and I guess people were having a party from the way it sounds like to me, I guess just kind of frolicking and mingling among one another, whatever they were doing. But for some reason, after they did the study or after they checked that situation out and talked to a few of the people that happened to attend that event, it said that 3/4 of those came out with some symptoms. It said, but luckily, what we really need to do is quantitate breakthrough infections under more normal circumstances, not a high-stress situation. Just what are people doing every day? And really what the data gathered from Virginia and from Washington State and from Utah, putting it all together, it says, the real risk is about 1 in 5,000. 1 in 5,000. That sounds pretty low to me. Says here, in more high incidence regions, in places like San Francisco, where I live, this is where the doctor lives, Dr. Gandhi, and the lower the event, so even lower numbers are there, about 1 in 10,000. So it varies from place to place. In other words, wherever there are more people gathered together, there's a more chance of the outbreak happening. Wherever there's less people gathered together, I guess they're saying there's a less chance that there'll be an outbreak. But still, through it all, for us as Christians, as believers on today. Trust in God with all your heart. Trust in him. Believe in him. I understand that this is a very real disease. And I'm not saying if you want to wear a mask, fine. If you don't want to wear one, that's still fine. Wash up, sanitize, use your hand sanitizer. These are things that we should have been doing all throughout life. I can remember many a times as a young boy growing up in my household, when I went outside to play and came back in, before I could sit down to dinner, mama said, boy, go wash your hands. We always had to wash up. So what we did down through the years, since we enjoy so much freedom in the United States, we got away from that. We are used to life, what we call in the norm. Well, I have some information for you. According to the information that Dr. Youngblood and I shared with you a few months back, at the very beginning of this pandemic, we were trying to describe what is the norm. Does anybody have the norm down in black and white? What is it that we can go to and read and describe what the norm is? Well, my friend, whatever that is, or whatever you define that as being, it shall be no more. They are trying to eviscerate that now and take that away from you so that you won't be able to experience life the way that you used to. All the places that you are used to going, being free, a free citizen in the United States of America, enjoying the freedoms according to the Constitution, they are trying to take that away from you. So this is the reason why this information is going on out there concerning this vaccine, concerning wearing a mask in public, concerning being able to go from place to place without showing a vaccine passport. Know this and understand this. The norm as we used to know it is already gone. And going back to what the young man said that called at the beginning of the broadcast, this may not be the mark of the beast, but this is a, and I feel like all this in positions of authority in our government right now on today want to see, they are testing the public to see how much they can get away with. And people, the more that you let them take away from you, the more that they're going to take away from you. In other words, what they have already taken, you may never get it back. But know this and understand this. God didn't never intend for it to be that way from the beginning. God made us creatures of free choice. We're supposed to be able to make free choices about what we do and how we ought to live. But notice and understand this as well. A young brother and I were talking on the other day, or one of my deacon brother friends. Or we were talking on the other day. And we came down to the conclusion after we thought about how bad it seemed to have gotten in the United States. People from day to day, when we wake up, things change. The way that you knew things were on yesterday, even today, there has been a change made overnight while you slept. And there are going to be constant changes continually made until we get the right person there in the right place. But know this and understand this also. Above it all and through it all, nobody is going to ever be able to get this right until Jesus comes back. There will not be peace in the Middle East until Jesus comes back. And I'm not discounting anything that President Trump did through the Abraham Accords. He did a wonderful job. They're not honoring that now. In fact, they are trying to undo everything that he did. This is the reason why the circumstance happened on a couple of weeks ago in Afghanistan the way it did, that caught us so unprepared and all off guard. We had to walk away in fear. We had to run. We had to cut and run like cowards. I have heard the many interviews from higher up individuals in the military forces on how displeased they were on the way that situation was handled. This administration has not done anything in the first few months after taking over control. They have not done anything but spent more time trying to strike down things that President Trump did than they did paying attention to what it's going to take to secure this country. And I really, really feel bad about that. Notice and understand this. I don't hate President Biden. I don't hate any individual, because we got to notice and understand this as Christians, my friend. Whoever you hate, if you're a Christian on today, before you leave this planet, you're going to have to love them. Because if you don't love them, you will not be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So notice and understand this. It's very important for us on today as Christians to love everybody the way that God loves them. I believe we have another call on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, sir. My name is Matthew. I've called several times, and I love listening to your program because it's about the only bit of truth we have left. I recently stumbled onto something that I'm sure if most Christians could get their hands on, it would really amaze them to see how it's playing out. It's called the Protocols of Zion. Not many people know about it, but he was actually a general in the military that had released a book, and he put the Protocols of Zion in his book. And what it is exactly what's playing out today. It's exactly how Illuminati and the left is going to, and there's 13 protocols, and just let me tell you, we're at protocol number 8. But if you can get your hands on that book, Protocols of Zion, it's pretty amazing. It's how they've kept us in the dark, it's how they're going to continue to keep us in the dark, it's how, you know, politics was designed to keep our eyes on something other than what's really going on. I really encourage anybody who can get their hands on it. The name of the book, it's called Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper. There's the original book. They made him edit it. They took 50 pages out of it, which was the Protocols of Zion. So if you can get your hands a hold of that book, the original book, you can look at the PDF online, but you got to find the original PDF. The man was killed over this book. And this is serious. Are you there?
Yes. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is serious. This is exactly Satan's plan, and has been his plan from day one. And these are his henchmen carrying this plan out. They are carrying these protocols out to the T. Again, it's called Behold a Pale Horse. You can find the PDF online where they didn't take the 50 pages out, but I recommend all my Christian brothers and sisters to read it. I myself will be making copies of it and handing it out to people if they will only read. The Bible says my people basically perish for lack of knowledge. Now, is it because we don't want to educate ourselves, or is it because they hide the truth from us?
Amen.
And what do you think, Pastor?
Well, brother, I thank you for your comments and for your call. Certainly, that's some valuable information that you have right there. But as I can understand it, I see this from more than one point. In my 36 years of being in Christ and in the ministry, it's a combination of both. Can I say, and I don't want to say this in a negative way, but some people are ignorant. And I don't mean that to degrade
anyone. They get more ignorant every day, too.
Amen. Amen. And then some people are unlearned. So this is what causes so much chaos in the body of Christ, as well as in society on today. Those are two of the most destructive weapons that Satan has at his disposal to do any damage to all mankind, especially Christians. The more he can keep you away from the word of God, and not being in the knowledge of what God said he would do for you in his word, the more damage he can do to your Christian life.
Yeah. Well, the brothers, all of them, just need to read Deuteronomy. And Deuteronomy will tell you what he'll do and what he won't do. If you follow his words, he'll tell you what he'll do. And Deuteronomy will tell you what he won't do if you don't follow his words. So it's plain and black and white there. If you just keep choosing to not look at the proof and just assume things are getting worse, because they just do that over time, things just get worse. And that's what everybody says. It just happens with time. Well, I don't believe that. I believe Satan knows his time is short, and he's going to pull every trick in the book out. But again, I'm telling you, this book is everybody needs to look at this PDF. Everybody. because this is exactly what they're doing to the T. There's only 13 protocols, and I'm going to just tell you, on the 13th protocol, they blow up every state capitol, and they start over.
Wow.
It tells you everything they're going to do in this book. I encourage anybody that can get a hold of it, get a hold of it.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for that information, brother, and I hope and pray that you all will take heed to what he just said. If you can get your hands on that book, that sounds like an interesting book.
It has to be the PDF.
For that one
you
myself.
Won't get a hold of the original book anymore. It has to be the PDF without anything taken out of it. Only the PDF, because they made sure, the people that helped me make that book, made sure that PDF is readily available with the protocols of Zion. And that's what you got to find.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for that, my brother. Certainly, it's important for us to know all about this on today. Because here's where I stand as a minister of the gospel. And I hope and pray that every man of God, minister, whatever position that you serve, whatever capacity that you serve the church in, and notice and understand this, it's not your church. The church belongs to God. You are the shepherd. In fact, amen, the apostle Peter tells us in his book to shepherd the flock of God, whom the Holy Ghost has made you an overseer. You're just an overseer. You don't own anything. God is just making you a steward on today. And you ought to be thankful and grateful just to serve in that capacity. But this is the way I look at this, brother, and I hope and pray that every child of God, much less talking about a person in position, every pastor, every minister, every deacon, every church mother, I hope and pray that you would take the same stance. Satan can't come in the church and do what he wants to do in the church, because that's holy ground. Now, if he comes in and does it, or if he comes in and wreaks havoc, you let him come in and take over. That's just a Brother Davis. Now, you don't have to believe that if you don't want to, but that's me. I don't believe that Satan can come in. If we are trusting in God, if we are trusting in his word, if we are being led by the Spirit, if we are blood washed, born again believers, amen, in Christ Jesus, and are filled with his Spirit, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, the Bible says there is liberty. And that's where we can find liberty, amen, in the house of God. If we can't find freedom on today in the house of God, there's no need for us to go there. We can close the books and stop preaching. I want you to notice and understand this. I feel mighty good right now, amen. Because, amen, I'm happy in Jesus' name. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Notice and understand this. We have to stand firm. This is the reason why. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6 tell us, amen, to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. We are fighting a spiritual warfare out there on today. And if you're not standing firm on today in the word of God, if you're not standing on holy ground, if you're not claiming what's yours according to the word of God, Satan is going to come in there and he's going to take it from you. In fact, amen, I had old church mother some years back, amen, Mother Everett, Mother Pluma Everett. She had a saying, amen, that Satan is coming in and he is sticking the saints up. In other words, just like a robber would come with a gun and hold it on you and stick you up. This is what Mother Everett said. Satan is sticking the church up. He's taking things from the church that he shouldn't ought to be taking, because they are letting him take it from them. And we don't have to do that. We don't have to take the devil's junk on today. We need to stand firm on the word of God. Trust in God and believe. That's the purpose of my message on this broadcast on today. I'm trying to encourage you to believe in spite of all the negative news that's out there, in spite of what's circulating out there, that we don't know whether to believe that that's the truth or whether it's not the truth. Trust in God. Be Spirit-led. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Do you think that God would lead his sons down a dead-end road? I don't think so. Notice and understand this. You can trust in God when you can't trust in anyone else. And this is the reason why we're trying to encourage you to believe on today. Romans chapter 4. We're going to share some more scripture with you. This is what Romans chapter 4 had to say about Father Abraham. In fact, let me draw a reference, amen, to Hebrews chapter 11. The whole chapter deals, amen, with faith and believing, ing, a continuous process. You can't believe in God or believe on God one time and say that that's sufficient. Every single day you wake up, God allowed you to get out of your bed. You must continue believing in him. Amen. Because, amen, the Bible tells us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And this is the reason why, amen, I thank and praise him, amen, for that on today. But this is what Romans, amen, chapter 4 had to say, amen, about, amen, Father Abraham. What shall we say then that Abraham, our forefather, and this is coming from the NIV, according to the flesh, have discovered in this matter? If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. Notice and understand this. God is not going to allow anyone to take his credit. You're not going to take his glory. You're not going to take his praise, because it belongs to him. Amen. But it says, verse number 3, what does the scripture say? I'm pointing you back to the scripture. Amen. The word of God. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Amen. So my friend, this is the reason why I'm trying to encourage you on today. Amen. Just to simply believe God, believe in his word, trust in him on today. Amen. And God will bless you. He will save you. He will deliver you. He will keep you, and he will heal you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We thank and praise God, amen, for this broadcast on today, and we are hoping and praying, amen, that you will continue, amen, to trust in God, amen, as always, because, amen, God is, amen, a deliverer on today. And my mind, amen, would, amen, also run reference, amen, back, amen, to the scripture. When we look at, amen, Revelation, the book of Revelation, amen, it tells us, amen, that the two ragtag preachers,
you have been listening,
amen, the ones,
to
amen, that died, amen, preaching Dr. the gospel, G. amen, of Jesus Christ, trusted and believed, amen, because they knew that God would see them through. And if God did it for them, he'll do it for you. There is no secret what God can do.
Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.